Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Balo hosts Sarah Main on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Sarah Main, host and creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. And today's show is all about, drumroll, patience. You heard it, patience. And we're going to be talking about finding the patience and inner strength to handle anything, which at this time in the world is I think very important. I've been talking to a lot of people, and in myself, I've noticed that patience seems to be the number one thing that people struggle with, the patience and inner strength to handle anything. And often our experience of patience is just one of gritting your teeth and putting up with things. It's not necessarily a positive experience. But let's explore how changing our view on this great and beautiful power that we call patience, but if we think of it as a mighty force or a great power, it can literally transform the view that we have of ourselves and our experience and response to the situations that face us. So patience is a beautiful power and a mighty force and power, rather than just clenching your teeth, gritting your teeth and getting through something. We can draw on this wonderful power if we know more about it. And that's where the Sanskrit comes in, going back to the ancient and beautiful Sanskrit language. The wisdom that's contained in the language tells us so much and opens up so much so we can draw on this in our own experience. So, going back to Sanskrit, when I looked up patience, I knew a little bit about it, but I took the time to go back and look even further, and it was really illuminating. So in Sanskrit, there are several words for patience, but I've selected three. So the first one is kshama, and that's patience, but it has the aspect of forbearance. And it comes from a root form within the language, which means to bear something or endure something patiently, to remain composed and to allow something to happen, to permit it to happen, and to, in a sense, restrain any reaction, could be anger or anything else, to just bear something and endure it patiently and calmly and in a composed way. So that's patience and forbearance, kshama. Then the next word that means patience in Sanskrit is shanti. And those of you that have studied yoga or practiced yoga may know the word shanti means peace, but it also means patience. So that's a completely different aspect to the energy or experience of patience. It comes from the root to do with peace and stillness and stopping work and activity being calm, but in the sense of peaceful. The other one had the sense of bearing something patiently, but this is a calmness. It's coming from stillness and peace. And that's another aspect of patience. And the third one is a word called titiksha, and that also means patience, but it has the sense of endurance and forbearance, but it comes from a root meaning to be sharp, to become sharp. And I'm putting my hands together to become sharp and, in a sense, pointed. And that relates to the energy of being firm, and it has strength and courage. So we have patience that is sort of bearing something calmly, and sometimes you have to do that. You just have to wait till it passes, but you do that in the knowledge of bearing something calmly and not just reacting and having a meltdown. Then you have patience that comes from stillness and peace. And then you have patience that comes from strength and firmness and courage and endurance, because it has a sharpness to it and a firmness. So those three energies are really interesting, and it just opened up my whole understanding about patience. And as you know, in most of my shows, I have a story, and here's a beautiful story, a traditional story, to illustrate patience in action. And there was a wise man, and he was traveling to a far-off land, and he came to the edge of a river. And there was a man there at the edge of the river with a boat, and he ferried people across from one side to the other. So the wise man hired the ferryman to take him across the river. So also in the boat were three young men, and they were rather loutish and behaving badly and unruly, and they were rocking the boat from side to side, and they were yelling insults and abuse to the boatman, the ferryman, and the other passengers, including the wise man. And they were very rude and unpleasant. And the ferryman was becoming increasingly upset and angry and agitated, and he called out to them and threatened them and tried to stop their behaviour, but they took no notice of him. The wise man, however, in the face of being insulted, just remained completely calm, unmoved. And once they'd reached the other side of the river, the three unruly men, they got out and climbed out and went on their way. And the ferryman was still very agitated and angry and upset and a bit ashamed and embarrassed that the wise man had to endure that, and that he had to endure it himself. And he apologized to the wise man for having to endure these insults. But the ferryman had also noticed that the wise man had remained very calm, and he wondered also why the wise man hadn't used his spiritual powers to punish these young men and bring them to some order. And the wise man answered, saying, "I was practicing patience, kshama, in the face of their insults, and instead of reacting in like manner, I was praying that they be granted some good sense and reason so that they could see for themselves how they should change their behavior." So what does this story illustrate to us? In the face of situations that test our equanimity, we needn't always respond with like to like. Tit for tat is a, you know, a traditional expression. We actually have a choice, and the higher path often is to remain calm and strong and respond with compassion, resolve, and the wish that everyone involved in the situation come out better off. That's actually the higher discipline. And the wise man illustrated that. And I know when I was teaching, you've got bad behavior with children, and it took many years to get better at not reacting immediately to bad behavior and coming in, which is responding like for like, basically, but staying calm, waiting a moment, and then responding. And often then the response was right to the point. The children actually woke up, they actually stopped their behavior, they could see what they were doing, they learned from it. Generally speaking, they didn't do it again. I didn't feel exhausted and stressed, and it was a win-win, and the whole situation was resolved in at another level. But being the adult in the room, I had to come in immediately with that calmness and presence, and for that I had to stop and remember to choose that. So it was a decision. So what do we do? To develop the power of calmness and peace and strength when we're challenged and our patience is in short supply, we need to practice kshama. We need to practice patience and not just react by gritting our teeth or having a meltdown. And this takes resolve, and it takes a clear decision. And it's possible. We all have that power of choice at every moment of the day. It may not seem like it, but we do. and we'll grow stronger through developing kshama or shanti or titiksha, that strength, that forbearance, that peace and calm, and that endurance. And this is not a state of passivity and weakness. Patience, calmness, forbearance, peace and endurance are strong and powerful qualities, strong and powerful forces, and strong and powerful energies. And you have them at your fingertips if you just remember and practice and use them. So what is the practice? Here's my suggestion. Every day, try this. When you're challenged by a situation that frustrates you and your patience is being tested, you could be in a line somewhere and you want to get somewhere else, in a supermarket, grocery store line, or in the traffic or waiting for a lift, just something simple. When you're feeling this sense of impatience, take 3 slow, deep breaths. Allow calm and peaceful energy to enter your mind, your heart, and your body. Decide that you are now choosing patience. Make it an active thing. I am now choosing patience rather than being reactive and defaulting to the normal impatience. Choose patience and hear that. You're actively choosing patience and allow that power of peace and calmness to then go out to the whole situation you're in. Allow it to flow out and feel a sense of expansion from the almost like the size you are at one point when you choose patience. Feel yourself growing and expanding and allow that to go out. Try that every day for a week. It only takes a matter of moments, less than a minute, maybe a minute, but it can transform everything. But try that every day for a week and then check back in with yourself and see how you feel. I guarantee it will have shifted your energy for the better. So after the break, we're going to have the mailbag, which is your time to ask me questions, ask me anything. And I've got some beautiful questions that have come in from listeners. So we're going to have mailbag. And also I'll tell you about how you can find out more about Conscious Confidence, A Timeless Wisdom. And I'll tell you about what's coming up in the show, and you'll also get to hear some Sanskrit. So today's theme is patience, finding that inner strength to be able to handle anything, finding the patience and inner strength to handle anything. So remember, choose patience, actively choose patience. That's endurance, the strength and power of endurance, the calmness and peace, and also being able to bear something patiently, carry that weight patiently. 3 different aspects of that beautiful power of patience. So we'll be right back after the break. See you soon.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio, A Timeless Wisdom. We have been talking about patience today and finding that inner strength and patience to handle anything. And before the break, I was talking about those three aspects in Sanskrit that describe patience. Think of patience like a jewel, and there's three facets to it, three energies. And the first one is kshama, which means to bear something patiently and calmly. The second one is shanti, which means to be patient in the sense of being still and at peace, and calmness in terms of peace rather than bearing something patiently and calmly. This is being peaceful and still, and that's an aspect of patience. And the third aspect of patience is titiksha, which is strength in, and it comes from to be sharp, and you get the sense of being pointed, which is firmness and strength. And you need all three aspects in patience. Depending on the situation, one of those energies will be more predominant than the other, but all of them make up being patient. And that's a completely different story from patience, where, well, certainly when I was growing up, it was, oh, just be patient, you know, time to be patient. And that was a sort of sense of gritting your teeth and putting up with things. Well, these three aspects is a totally different energy and really positive and responding to the situation rather than reacting to it. So I hope that's of use to you. And do try the practice that I outlined at the end of the first part of the show. Try that. Try that every day. It only takes a few moments. We'll transform everything. I actually had to practice patience a lot when I was teaching. And there's one example where I was, one of the things I did when I was teaching was I conducted a lot of choirs, and I was doing that every week on top of my other teaching duties. And I had a choir with 100 children, and, you know, we were preparing for concerts, and we sung beautiful music. So we were learning, you know, Mozart and Vivaldi and Handel and Haydn, and, you know, beautiful music. So, and it required a lot of attention to really get it good and get it right. And so they sung it well. And, you know, I was tired and stressed, and I found myself reacting and getting cranky all the time. And I eventually woke up and realized, I literally sort of woke up in myself and realized this can't be pleasant for the children to have someone grouchy and cranky up the front. And it's not pleasant for me. And this is not how it should be. So I thought, what can I do to keep myself awake so that I stay in the present and I respond with presence rather than, and from presence rather than reacting? What can I do to break this cycle and make it fun? So what I did was I went to the local toy shop, and they had leftover Halloween gear, and there was this white cloak. It was probably from a ghost's out their dress up. And so I bought this white cloak left over from Halloween, and I bought some fabric paint, and I painted all over it. And the children knew Sanskrit because that was school where we taught Sanskrit. So I wrote kshama, patience, breathe, peace, shanti. And I wrote, stars, and I decorated it with all these things. And I had it in a bag, and I walked into the next choir rehearsal. I felt so excited about this. And I said, children, before we start, I just have something I have to put on. And so I got this out of the bag. I didn't say anything. I put it on, And I turned around. The children could, of course, read all the English words, and they could read the Sanskrit, and they knew what they meant. And they all laughed. I didn't say anything. I said, children, Harry Potter has a cloak of invisibility. I have a cloak of patience. So when I put this on, this is to help me stay mindful, to remain calm and not lose my patience. That was all I said to them. I didn't require them to change. I was just, this was what I was practicing. And they responded so perfectly because they knew then I was really working on this. They so wanted to help me with this. You could see just brought the best out in them. And they were fantastic. They behaved like angels naturally. But it wasn't just for that rehearsal. I just put the cloak on. I didn't say anything after that. I would just walk in, get the cloak out of the bag, put it on, and then rehearse absolutely normally. It absolutely kept me mindful, and it was in a fun way. It partnered with the children. It reminded them, and it was just fantastic. And then some months later, one day, I just completely forgot to bring the cloak with me. I just walked in and started rehearsing. And at one point, one of the children said, oh, where's your cloak? I said, oh, I've completely forgotten. But it didn't matter because I had practiced by now. I never lost my patience again. It took several months of wearing that cloak, but I never lost my patience again, ever. I never defaulted back to that unconscious behavior. I just was able to stay awake and aware, stay calm and respond. And the children, as a result, just took the whole rehearsals, my dealing with their behaviour, anything, up to another level. So it totally worked. And if you need to, get a cloak of patience, just like Harry Potter had a cloak of invisibility. Anyway, off to the mailbag. It's mailbag time. So I've got two questions here, and one of them is, how do we make sense of the chaos and uncertainty of life each day? Thank you to the woman who sent this in to me. How do we make sense of the chaos and uncertainty of life each day? Well, you don't really need to sit there and try and make sense of outward events. The place to start is within yourself. It's like developing patience. Come back to yourself. Make sense of within yourself, and the only way things make sense is in the present moment, being steady and still and responding no matter how crazy things seem, or no matter how you just can make no sense of anything in your thinking mind. Your inner being, your consciousness, makes perfect sense of it all. They're just outward manifestations, they're just outward circumstances which are changing all the time, like the weather. The real sense is to come back to yourself, come back to your presence. And that's very simple. Come back to feeling your feet on the floor in the present moment. Feel the clothes touching your body. Come back to a body awareness, sense awareness, simple mindfulness in the present moment. Then turn your attention to what is in front of you right now. Don't try and think about something else you have to do or why is this happening. What do I need to do right now? What is my next best step right now? And if that is something simple like put the laundry on, then just go and put the laundry on and come back to that simple presence, simple awareness, that groundedness here and now, and get on with what you need to do in the present moment right now. And that is the way to start making sense of it, of something, because what you need to do in the present moment makes perfect sense and you attend to that. And then the next thing that makes perfect sense, it's the next thing you have to do, that makes sense. Don't try and sit there and kind of conceptually make sense of anything. That's impossible. And I think that way madness lies. Just stick with what's in front of you and be in the present moment and get grounded and steady there. So I hope that helps. And the second question I had was, I feel a sense of peace and calm in the lockdown because I'm not rushing around with the kids like normal and I'm enjoying this. How can I maintain this when the restrictions are lifted? I feel anxious that I'm going to lose this silver lining, this opportunity that's come out of this difficult situation. So that's a very interesting question, and a sort of a silver lining that's come from this situation of being, you know, having these restrictions that we're all facing and all living through, imposed from so-called the outside. And it comes back to what I was saying in the previous question, which is that sense of calm is actually always there. It's ever present, like the sun, and all the rushing around is just like dust that's kicked up in front of something. It's like the clouds passing in front of the sun. It makes it seem like that calm isn't there, but it actually always is. It's ever present. And so the more you can practice now staying present, then when you go back to work and the kids are back at school and everything's back to normal, so-called, then you don't get swept up into all that activity and all the rushing around. You can just go from one thing to the next. Sure, take the kids to ballet, to soccer, to whatever you have to do. But you are grounded in that presence, in that steadiness, in that calm. And that calmness is always there. Just remember that, despite how it appears at the time. So I hope that helps too. Thanks. Keep the questions coming in. I love to hear from you, and I love to answer real questions that you're facing in your world, and I'll always respond to them from the perspective of timeless wisdom that I've learned through the language and wisdom in Sanskrit. And if you want to find out more about conscious confidence, go to my website, consciousconfidence.com. That's consciousconfidence.com. I've written a book, which is Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success. And that's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble and all booksellers. And you can get the links on my website and also through basically at my website will tell you where to find the books. It's available in paperback, ebook and audiobook. And also on my website, I've got some very cool wristbands with some Sanskrit on them, which are lovely. And they act as a reminder to help us stay anchored and grounded, which I think is very important, so we don't forget and get swept up in circumstances. And also on my website, you can hear some of my other podcasts. There's a media link there and you can go and hear other podcasts. I've got magazine articles that are out, and there's a blog. So there's all sorts of information on conscious confidence, and there's also a free download of Design Your Own Alignment Guide, and that's two videos and some worksheets. And that's all based on the wisdom of Sanskrit and staying in alignment of body, mind and heart. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram. So follow me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Post a question, drop me a line. And I have an email, info@consciousconfidence.com. And you can always ask me a question or let me know how you're traveling with all of this. So coming up in my next show, I've got a special guest. And she's going to join me, and we're going to be talking about the power of attitude and choice. So that's very exciting, the power of attitude and choice. So remember, Sanskrit has your back. Sanskrit knows who you really are. Sanskrit knows you're pure, perfect and complete, and that you're enough, you are limitless, and you are universal. So to finish off, here's some beautiful Sanskrit. And let this bring you back to peace and calm, and feel that sense of strength in patience. This is the perfect prayer. That is perfect. This is perfect. From the perfect comes the perfect, and verily the perfect remains. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Purnamada. Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.
views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.